Let's continue to talk about the round ball football, Quinny. Craig Foster is joining us, SBS commentator on BSB Extra this morning. How are you, Craig?
I'm very well, as always. How are you guys?
We just spoke to Brandon about this derby. There's nothing like a Sydney derby.
No, fantastic. It's really built up in the last few years to the point where it's one of the great weekends certainly on our football calendar, but we'd say on the sporting calendar as well. And Brandon, gee, isn't he having a fantastic season? Amazing what Sydney FC are doing this season. So for the Wanderers, it's going to be perhaps even a bigger challenge than they've been used to.
No, that's exactly right, Craig. The way Sydney FC have brought on some of these youngsters this season, a long way to their success can be attributed to that. Now, you've made a really good point during the week because there was big news that the World Cup has been expanded to 48 teams. And I dare say, of all the commentary, you probably put one of the more positive spins on it. So can you just fill those in that might not have read the story on what you made of the big decision?
Well, I started by saying, look, there's reasons for concern, and most, if not all, decisions made by FIFA, and particularly pushed through by the president, whether it's Blatter or now Infantino, we know we have very little trust in them, and we know that Infantino has basically pushed it through because by opening up the World Cup to different areas of the world, more countries, so 48 out of about 211 rather than 32, it gives him a bigger power base. It gives him more power in Africa, more power in Asia. So that's the reasons behind it. And that's why typically, and also because we love the game so much, we don't react well to change. It's normal that everyone just comes out immediately and says, look, that's rubbish. We don't like them. FIFA are hopeless. We need complete change. And much of that is true. But the point I made was that actually expansion can be positive because the game has grown to the point now where, well, we have 211. It used to be far less. We see at all aspects of international football now that the standard has narrowed a great deal. So, for instance, when Australia plays in Asia at these times, there's many more teams who present a big challenge, and that's the same in Europe. You saw the Euros was expanded and Iceland did well. Wales did extremely well. So the great cliche that there's no easy game in international football is becoming much or more true than it's ever been before. So for that reason, expansion is not as potentially damaging as it would have been 10 or 20 years ago. But the main point I made was that we have ourselves profited from expansion. So we went from Oceania into Asia, and we all supported it because, A, it gave us much greater competition, B, it aligned football with Asia, the Asian century, and where Australia wants to be. But C, and probably most importantly, it gave us a direct access on a more fair basis to World Cup qualification. Asia has 4.5 spots. But back in, what, 98, it went from 24 to 32, and Asia got another spot. And it's only because Asia expanded in its number of qualification spots that they were even happy to countenance us coming in. So what I was saying is a bit like immigrants, which basically what Australia's become, we're all immigrants and now we're closing the borders. That's what we would be in a football context if we opposed expansion just out of hand. It's, oh, no, there's not enough quality in the world. We have to remember, guys, that when we were there in 1974, our group of heroes who were the start of the growth of the game here are seen by us, Johnny Warren and et al., as the great legends of the game, as the pioneers. They were milkmen. They were guys who were working. They were amateurs. They weren't paid. And when they turn up in 74, they took the one Asia Oceania spot, they were seen as low quality.
Yes.
They were seen as, you know, just a bunch of amateurs coming to the World Cup. What are you guys doing here? So, you know, we always have to keep in mind what that's done for us. It's allowed us to build and develop, and we have to give others the opportunity.
Well, since 1930 as well, only 9 countries have won the World Cup. Do you think that number might potentially increase with these changes long term?
Yes, I do, but I think that's going to take a very, very long time. So, for instance, once it opens up now, you'll typically see, and I do think that there's big concerns about this because it's a huge step forward. You know, you're talking about a 50% increase. As I said, there's still a number of elements of it which we're concerned about. It hasn't been trialled even in youth. You know, it's just come out of the blue. And because, you know, you could easily say that there's no need to, you know, don't fix what's not broken. However, most of these 16 countries will come in, they'll play two games in the group stage and they'll leave. But what that does is it gives them World Cup representation. Their countries get to experience what it's all about. They then get further finance through participation, which is, you know, a number of millions of dollars, which they can build their game. So all of those things are important to build the game globally. And typically it's South America and Europe where the power base lies historically, and most of the decisions go in their favour. But in order to overthrow, you know, the European and South American power base of winning, and what was the last one? Germany, the one before that was Spain. So Europe's on top at the moment. That's going to take a very long time. In fact, of all of the emerging nations with an opportunity to do that, I argue that we are one of the foremost.
One final one, Craig, on the subject. Is it good for football if we see extra teams playing here? There is no one actually at the grounds watching. Is that good for the sport?
What do you mean? You're suggesting
I'm suggesting that they might be two minor countries playing against each other, and we're watching it on TV, and there's actually no one there because no one's interested in them because they are minor countries in the world of football.
Now, I guess that's always a concern in sports tournaments, but I doubt that would happen in football because the thing about football is, and we always talk about quality, and immediately people say, oh, the quality will go down. You hang on a minute. People say that about us. Don't forget, in the last World Cup, we didn't win a single game. In fact, all of Asia, we had all of our four participants in the last World Cup in Brazil, we did not win one single game between us. Korea, Japan, Australia, really strong nations. So people look at us sometimes in that same fashion. But we took, how many supporters did we take? The World Cup tends to become more of a cultural festival than just a pure competitive environment. So I wouldn't be overly concerned about that. Although a 50% increase, I think, is beyond the limit of when you can start to just say, well, look, some of the quality of these games may be of a concern. But I'd like to see some modelling on that. I would like to see it, reviewed prior to. Nevertheless, that's not really one of my concerns.
No, I understand. Now, it's a fascinating subject that had plenty of interest in your article. We'll be seeing you over the weekend.
Yeah, I'll be tomorrow night. We'll have the EPL on, as we do every Saturday night, which will be exciting. And of course, the A-League's on tonight as well, so there's always plenty of football.
No, there is. Hey, Craig, thanks for joining us on Sky Sports Radio. As I say, it's fascinating, and certainly there'll be a lot more to come on it.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot. Craig Foster there from SBS. And the EPL, Quinny, certainly it's just... Gee, during the week there were some strange old results. It's going to be interesting to see how and what unfolds this weekend.
And I dare say, God bless Craig and the SBS team for that game on a Saturday night, because I know it's the football fix for a lot of EPL fans as well. And look, should be a fascinating game as well, because it's Tottenham hosting West Brom. We know Spurs, they're so popular and they're $1.30 to carry on their winning ways.